This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday as the world saw the highest ever number reported in a single day. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Worldwide, more than 400,000 new cases were reported on Friday. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it could file for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it is developing with a German partner as early as late November. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has the details.
Pfizer, which is developing the vaccine with German partner BioNTech, said that it may say if the vaccine is effective as soon as this month, based on its 40,000-person clinical trial, but that it also needs safety data that will not be available until November at the earliest. The president's rush to a vaccine has also raised concerns that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, acting in haste, might not conduct an adequate review of a vaccine. U.S. health officials have sought to assuage those concerns out of fear that not enough Americans would take a vaccine early on. A vaccine is seen as key to controlling the spread of the virus.
That is Reuters' Conway G. Gittens reporting. For more on the... please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be cut to around 2,500 in the first 2 months of 2021, clarifying the Trump administration's stance after conflicting accounts from the president himself, his advisors, and the Pentagon. O'Brien says U.S. troops will be at around 4,500 in the coming weeks, and further reductions will continue after that. President Trump is redoubling his efforts to win the critical battleground state of Florida, appearing at rallies across the state Friday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden traveled to Michigan for a pair of events. A new poll from the Associated Press finds dramatic differences in U.S. voters' concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The poll found Joe Biden had an advantage over Trump as the candidate voters trusted to handle the coronavirus pandemic, 58% to 28%. Close to 6 in 10 Biden supporters report being very worried that they or someone in their with the coronavirus, compared to about 2 in 10 Trump supporters. Close to half of Trump supporters say they are not worried. Linda Raley, a Republican in Alabama, says she's not worried because she and her husband are taking precautions, live in a rural area, and stay home as much as they can. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a former defense secretary of Mexico with helping to smuggle thousands of kilos of drugs into the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Prosecutors accused General Salvador Cienfuegos Cepeda of acting on behalf of the H-2 cartel from 2012 to 2018 while he was serving as Mexico's defense secretary. They say intercepted BlackBerry messages show the general, in exchange for bribes, ensured Mexico's military did not conduct operations against the cartel, allowing it to smuggle cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana into the U.S. Cienfuegos is also accused of alerting cartel leaders to a U.S. investigation, witnesses, and informants. I'm Ben Thomas.
French police say a man armed with a knife on Friday killed a middle school teacher in front of his school in a suburb of Paris. The attacker was shot dead by police a few streets away. The teacher had shown his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which are considered by Muslims to be blasphemous. Voting is underway in New Zealand's general election, with voters queuing at schools and community halls across the South Pacific nation to cast their ballots. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is seeking another 3-year term for her center-left government against an opposition led by the Conservative National Party. United Nations evacuation flights for migrants stuck in Libya have resumed after being suspended because of the global pandemic. More than 150 people were flown to Niger, where they are now quarantined. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.